This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. So Halloween is Saturday, of course, but that won't stop people from dressing up a little early. YumaCon kicks off in Detroit today. It is the biggest anime, gaming, and comic convention in Michigan. The event is in its 11th year and only is continuing to grow. The popularity of these conventions piqued Lorraine Schleter's curiosity, so she put her question to our Am I Curious team.
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Am I Curious is where you ask the question, we put those questions up for a vote, and then we investigate the winning one. Schleter wanted to know if these comic and anime conventions are just a passing trend or something that will continue to grow. Mark Brush picks it up from here.
To find Lauren Schleter, you have to go to one of her favorite places. This is ShudoCon. It's an annual anime convention held in Lansing each spring. To get in, we needed press passes, and Raylene Hateman had them. She's ShudoCon's press person.
You said you were with
Michigan Radio. She had blue hair and an interesting ringtone.
Stop, sucker!
Don't mind my phone. Yes. Tiny Tina.
Tiny Tina. I had no idea what she was talking about. Google tells me Tiny Tina is an unstable 13-year-old explosives expert in the video game Borderlands. Clearly, ShudoCon was a different world to me. And when I caught up with Lorraine Schleter, she said at first she didn't know about this world either. She grew up in a small town in Indiana and said she didn't really fit in there.
And when I went to my first anime convention when I was like, must have been 17, for the first time I was like, I'm home. And so I was just like, I really like this and they get me and I can be myself.
Schleter found a community and a way to make a living. She sells her Japanese-influenced anime prints at these conventions. She wrote to Am I Curious to find out how these conventions are faring in Michigan. There are conventions and gatherings like this all around the state. There's JFAX in Grand Rapids, AlmaCon in Alma, Kanjanai in Ann Arbor, SS KaizukoCon in Muskegon, and there are others. The biggest of all is YumaCon. It starts in Detroit today. Morgan Collins started YumaCon, and I asked him about the numbers they've been seeing at their convention.
Our very first year, we had 1,078 attendees to having just over 17,500 people. So right now, it's like we're using the entirety of the Renaissance Center, and that includes all their function space and all 1,300 of their hotel rooms, and we're using more than half of Kobo now.
Colin expects more people in the future. And I heard the same message from several other anime and comic convention organizers here. Mark Hodges co-owns the Grand Rapids Comic-Con. They had to turn people away at their convention last year. This year, they had a bigger venue. Hodges says people come to these conventions to meet the graphic artists and authors who create the stories they love. But for a lot of people, it's also a way to escape.
I think the big thing that's most memorable is the costuming. You know, some of these guys go to great lengths. I mean, I know people that have $6,000 in a costume. I know people who do. Seriously. You know, $6,000, there's a lot of people who don't have that in their car.
The costumes are a big deal at these events. Just about everyone is dressed up. Some are play acting, some working on coordinated dance steps, and some fighting with foam swords. It's called cosplay. Stephanie Shaw organizes ShudoCon. She says they encourage people to get into character.
Essentially, cosplay. Play your character.
Gotcha. So when I'm interviewing them, I should ask them to play in their character.
Yes. Yes, you should. You should ask them, like, their name and who are you? And they might say normal things, but chances are they'll probably be like, oh, you know, and like, ah, so.
I failed at this mission. I was playing the straight reporter guy, and everyone in costume played it straight back to me. Ray Spooner is from Williamston. He's dressed in a Meiji-era Japanese costume.
Every year I've come here, this has gotten bigger and bigger.
There were wizards, transformers, and action heroes. But one woman's costume really stood out. She only wanted to give us her first name, Joanna. She's from Detroit. She had on a pink dress, black boots, and a giant balloon-like mouse head that stood several feet above her shoulders.
I wear a lot of pink, and I love the group dead mouse, and so I was like, I want to be a pink dead mouse.
Nice. You've done well. It looks awesome. And so, do you know other people who come to anime conventions?
Yes, I do. I know a lot of them.
And can you describe why they come?
A lot of my friends, they feel very judged by normal people. And here you can do whatever you want and dress as you want and no one will judge you. It's just like walking into a whole other world. It's like a home, a real home.
This event, ShudoCon, is in its fifth year. And still, more conventions are popping up around the state. Some are small, some are big, but organizers say these anime conventions are becoming more mainstream, and they don't see the enthusiasm for them dying down anytime soon. For Stateside, I'm Mark Brush.